It is February 9th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The Financial Times is reporting this morning that Credit Suisse slumps to biggest annual loss since financial crisis. That is hard to do. I know, having lived through the financial crisis and then lived through it again by reading slash listening to Scott Patterson's The Quant. There are other headlines about Credit Suisse from the Wall Street Journal. Credit Suisse losses deepen, threatening overhaul, and a couple from Bloomberg. Credit Suisse trading collapses as global ambitions fade. Fixed income slumps 84%. Equities revenues declined 96%. And Credit Suisse is between rock bottom and a hard place. There was a big oops at Alphabet when the new Google AI called Bard was being demonstrated and had a factual error which caused Alphabet stock to tumble 8%, the Financial Times reported. The SEC Historical Society shared on LinkedIn that this week in 1934, Franklin Roosevelt delivered a presidential message to Congress thanking the legislature for regulating securities issues, but observing that destructive speculation hurting average investors remained common on the exchanges. This call for new regulation resulted in the 1934 Securities Exchange Act. FIS has been named to the Forbes Blockchain 50 2023, which recognizes the global enterprises that are investing in distributed database technology to help businesses operate better, faster, or cheaper. The consultancy Brand Finance puts out a list of the most valuable exchange brands. Number one was the CME Group. Number two is Hong Kong Exchange and Clearing. Number three is NYSE, which is ranked higher than its owner, number five, ICE. NASDAQ is number four, and Cboe is number six. The rest of the list are London Stock Exchange, SGX6, and Eurex. Bevan Joseph, who left the Greenwood Project last year for still unknown reasons, has launched a podcast called the Social Capital Guy Podcast. Clearstream is looking for a communications specialist to join its team. The position includes being a spokesperson based in Luxembourg to act as interface between the company and external media to advance its fund's business. The World Business Council for Sustainable Development, the WBCSD, today published a guide to 1.5 Celsius-aligned hydrogen investments, which suggests practical steps to integrate 1.5 degree Celsius criteria into investment decisions for hydrogen. The guide outlines the level of emissions of various hydrogen technologies and the best way to minimize them. You can learn more and download the free report with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a special sponsored content message from our friends at FTSE Russell. Russell 2000 Index Quarterly Chartbook, January 2023. The Russell 2000 Index Quarterly Chartbook provides an overview of the performance of the U.S. small cap equities in 12 data exhibits. Drill down to get the intel you value most. Explore with a link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from the trade. Deutsche Börse enters 10-year partnership with Google Cloud to accelerate innovation. New partnership will help enhance Deutsche Börse's cloud adoption and efficiency, develop its digital securities platform, and innovate its digital asset market operations. Deutsche Börse has entered into a strategic partnership with Google Cloud to enhance, economize, and concentrate its cloud adoption. As part of the agreement, Deutsche Börse will utilize Google Cloud as its preferred partner for cloud consumption for the next 10 years, alongside receiving help from the platform to enhance its cloud adoption and efficiency. My comment: the U.S. Treasury has concerns about cloud computing. Treasury smeasury. Here's a story from Waters Technology. Young joins LiquidNet Europe. LiquidNet Europe has announced the appointment of Patrick Young as a non-executive director. Young joins Adrian Fitzpatrick, Seth Marin, John Barker, and Simon Ormrod on the company's board. He will assist with strategic counsel for LiquidNet's expansion in Europe, as well as the extension of its global exchange partnership program. My comment: when you join LiquidNet, it's called what? When you leave, it's called you are LiquidNet-aided. Here's a story from BBC News. The headline: Twitter outage users told they are over daily tweet limit. Some Twitter users were unable to tweet Wednesday after the website experienced technical problems. Account holders received a message saying, "You are over the daily limit for sending tweets." My comment: I did not know there was a limit to free speech, Mr. Musk. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: age is just a number except when you're applying for a mortgage. Though they can't discriminate, lenders take into account age-related factors for applicants 65 and older. Here's what you need to know. The process of getting a mortgage can be a challenging one for applicants of any age, but for older borrowers, those who are no longer drawing a paycheck or are relying on passive income, proving to a lender that they have sufficient income and assets to qualify can be even more daunting. This issue affects more applicants than you would expect. According to Home Mortgage Disclosure Act data provided to the Wall Street Journal by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, 13% of all mortgages originated in 2021 were by people 65 years of age and older. That is over 1.9 million mortgages. My comment: but I'm going to work until I am 90, Mr. Banker, I swear. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Alphabet's $100 billion stock swoon shows AI stakes are rising. AI frenzy has finally made its way to Alphabet and Microsoft. Alphabet's stumble sent the stock down more than earnings miss. The stakes in the race for generative AI are rising. The fervor in the stock market bubbling around artificial intelligence spread this week to Microsoft and Alphabet Inc., which, despite investing heavily in the technology, had so far been ignored by traders in favor of smaller, more speculative companies. Google parent Alphabet shares tumbled 7.7% on Wednesday after concerns surfaced about the competency of Bard, the ChatGPT rival it unveiled on February 6. The rout was the worst for the stock in more than 3 months and erased more than $100 billion in market value. My comment: maybe it is not as smart as we want it to be yet, or as Google needs it to be today. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our most read story was Bloomberg's Flash Boys Improve $7.5 trillion currency trading, Watchdog says. Second was the Wall Street Journal's Treasury says cloud computing poses risk to financial sector. Third was FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried heads to court after judge rejects bail request from Market Watch. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from the Financial Times, Sam, are you there? The bizarre and brutal final hours of FTX, how Sam Bankman-Fried and his band of millennial millionaires lost a $40 billion crypto empire. In January, I walked up the front steps of a single-story, gray-shingled house in a neighborhood on the fringe of Stanford University. The moment I pressed the video doorbell, I heard Sam Bankman-Fried's voice calling from inside. I'll get it. His father got to the door first. Joe Bankman and Barbara Fried, both professors, welcomed me with the courtesy and mild indifference of parents greeting a teenager coming over to hang out with their son after school. The next story is from Bloomberg. How a Big Short cost India's Adani Empire $100 billion. The billionaires' companies have a hand in everything from coal to airports to data centers. An hour past sunrise in India on February 2nd, the billionaire Gautam Adani appeared in a video posted online to reassure his investors. Everything will be fine. For days, the shares of the companies in his mighty Adani Group conglomerate had been in a tailspin. The sell-off was triggered by a damning report published by a U.S. activist short seller, an investor that bets on the prices of assets falling, then tries to make that happen by taking its case to the public. Hindenburg Research accused Adani of running nothing less than the biggest con in corporate history, with a barrage of allegations about artificially inflated share prices and accounting games. Adani Group issued a strong denial, but investors weren't waiting to decide who was right. In just a week, the total market value of the group of Adani-related companies in industries including energy and construction had fallen more than $90 billion. And then here's another story, also from Bloomberg. The headline, NYSE wealth exodus drives billionaires' bet on South Florida boom. Related's Ross is looking beyond Miami and West Palm Beach to meet growing demand for offices in the region. Billionaire Stephen Ross, founder of the firm that developed Manhattan's Hudson Yards, is pushing deeper into South Florida in a bet that wealth will continue migrating from the Northeast. Related companies is seeking opportunities for real estate projects outside West Palm Beach and Miami, where the firm has already established a presence. Ross said in an interview, quote, "People are looking from the Northeast and are relocating for jobs, not retirement, and companies are looking," unquote, "for offices," Ross said. Quote, "It's tax issues and there's security issues. There's just the ease of living," unquote. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated. With respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.